I walk through the plant where I work, through the shop, and everybody's got their own music going. And I've noticed something recently. You know, in the area, me and my buddy work in the parts department. We listen to K Love or the one in Belpre. Yeah, that one or that one. And BBC 89.5. Adrian Rogers is on at 9:30. I've heard you talk about him a lot. And you know, you hear that, but as soon as I walk out of there, I'll run into ZZ Top. And you know, yeah. But you know, I realize it stimulates another part of me. And this message tonight is going to go along with our sin study and the carnal man and what's going on inside. And you nailed it this morning. That sin is within us. And that, and I've pondered on that since it was mentioned, since he started. But I asked myself, what is the root of sin? I know we all have actions. I went home and looked up a book when Greg started talking about doing a study on sin, and I got a book out and looked up the word sin, and it's called a Bible handbook, but it described sin actions. But what causes us to do those actions? And Greg hit on it on Wednesday night. And not to add to or take away from your lesson, but the Lord just kept it. I thought, well, I won't need to preach that. Now Greg got it, but the Lord just kept after me. Amen. because it really spoke to my heart that sin is not out there. Sin is in here. And it made me so much more thankful for what Jesus Christ has done. It made me realize I knew I was a sinner. I knew I was lost. I knew I needed Jesus, but I didn't realize how lost I was, how hopeless that I was. And the Lord just has been dealing with me at work. I lay there in bed at night before I go to sleep. That's what he has on my mind. So we're going to just get into this a little bit. And there again, probably be done and you won't miss a word. What is the root of sin? Okay, I read this scripture on a Wednesday night during one of his studies. And I'm going to read that again. It's Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 and 2 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Let us pray. Lord, again, we're gathered here in your name this evening, Lord. I praise you. I thank you, Lord, for the desires you put in our hearts to be here. Because it's all about you. It's all for you. It's all by you. We want to proclaim you as our Savior, proclaim you as the King of this world. We ask for your guidance through your word. Fill us with your spirit. Stir our hearts, Lord, that we can understand and comprehend what you have for us. I pray you'll get me out of the way, Lord, and let your word flow among us. Again, I ask for your forgiveness. These favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. So back up in verse 1. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And I've read that verse, you know, hundreds of times. But I always wondered what sin? What sin besets me? And there again, I was thinking of the action. The sin is what indwells in me. The sin is what I'm born with. The sin is what's in my DNA. Each and every one of us are born sinners. We're born with sin in us. Not sinners by action, but sinners by default. I looked up the word sin in that place right there in the Greek is pronounced hamartia, and the descriptions are offense, to miss the mark, and to not share in the prize. That means there's no hope. Another reference I found in this is in that Strong's that Greg talked about is guilty. We are all guilty. Why am I guilty? I've never done anything wrong. We were born we're human. And the origin of sin, as Greg had talked about a little bit, we'll go back to Genesis 3 and just hit that just for a few minutes. Greg covered it so well. Chapter 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave it all to her husband, and he did eat. And building up to that, it's talking about the serpent. Well, first off, we always wanted to, or I did, blame it on the serpent. Well, he's just doing what he does. Okay. Now, I got to thinking a lot about her standing there, and it was hit on this morning, I think, a bit. Him standing just behind her, just talking there in her ear. He still does that today. Him or his demons. They do. He whispers in our ears. Oh, it's okay. Oh, Claire will do it. Oh, Greg will do it. Oh, this or all that. Or, oh, you're better than them. It's okay. Surely you won't die, he's telling her. See, they didn't know what death was. Mm-hmm. Man, he created man perfect. And so Satan, he's kind of playing one on him. And as soon as she became selfish, he told her she could be as gods and know good of evil. Told them. And that's what they grabbed for. And that's what we are today. We know. Because that's what indwells within us. That's what makes us sinners. That's what causes us to think highly of ourselves than we are. That's what causes us to care more about ourselves than others. And I'll get on into that. And in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, Adam, okay, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men for all that have sinned. So that's why I'm a sinner. It's passed down. God's word tells us that. In Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Okay, and I looked all that up in the Strong's. And through the holiness of the law, the true nature of sin was designed to be manifested to the conscience. Okay, to know right and wrong. Here in this spot right here, sin is spoken of as an organized power. And this nails it right here. An organized power acting through the members of the body. Through the seat, though the seat of sin is the will. That's in us. That's in me. I'm born to sin. I remember one time, you know, we talked about murderers and drunkards and idolaters and all this going on in this world today. The potential is in me. It is. Man, that's where it made me realize how thankful I need to be. Amen. For what Jesus has done. Okay, as I'm growing as a Christian, and that's what we ought to be doing, moving forward, growing to be better. But we got to realize, and we got to stand firm and be thankful for what Jesus done. We don't realize the fullness of what He done for us. There is not one iota of hope in this world. None. Look, the world is controlled by humanly thinking people. And look where it's going. Look where it's taking us. It boils down to self. Sin is my selfishness. To think I'm something that I'm not. I wrote down self-exaltation. And we'll look in Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14, it's verses 12 through 14. And you'll know right away, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For how thou hast said in thine heart. Think about that. That's what we do. We'll think in our hearts things that terrible. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the height of the cloud. I will be like the Most High God. That's what the world is gearing up for, the Antichrist. And he makes that statement. Self-justification. We try to justify everything we do. We do. I mean, I thought, man, I might hit some toes, but like Preacher said, let's hit them in the heart. This is real. If you're a serious Christian, you'll take it. I take it. I realize what I am, what I need, and where I need to go find it, where I need to go get it. Here was an example, Genesis chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. But unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect, and this was God to their offering. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance falling? If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel to his brother and slew him. What's going on there? It's Cain's selfishness. It started within. That sin action started within. Selfish action. Within was envy, and without was murder. Now, you know how it says, if you look at a woman in lust, you're guilty of adultery. We're guilty. We're guilty. We're all guilty in our own way. Search your own hearts and minds. Because God is a discerner of the heart. I mean, I look at you folks, I do, and I could point out a few of you. I'd love to have the heart of Miss Patty. I'd love to have the prayers of Ron Amos. You know, I don't mean to pick people out because I love y'all, and I don't envy y'all, but you know what I mean. The sincerity of Claire. Mechanic ability of him, you know, and piano playing, you know. But the thing is, you all have your own guilt. You're all guilty. We're all guilty. That's why I kept thinking, I need to seek to be like Jesus. It'd be great to be like Miss Patty, but Miss Patty would be the first one to tell me. Yeah. That's what I mean. You know, I would love to have the heart that Miss Patty's got, but she would be the first to tell me, no, no. John Arnold, I'd tell him, I'd like to be like him. He said, well, that's okay, but you really need to be like Jesus. That's what we need to strive for. Because all of us have a sin nature. Every one of us. Every one of us. I wrote down, what makes us, with a question mark. I said, have thoughts, certain thoughts. I think Claire brought up, just out of the blue, you can stand in there just, and all at once, the worst thought ever will come across your mind. Why is that? That's our sin nature. That's what we're up against. There's hope for this. To think we're better than somebody else. We've all done it. We've all done it. What makes us not want to admit when we're wrong? I mean, that happens right in church, right in Bible studies. Maybe you're not wrong, but maybe you don't agree. I've heard Okie and Rick had some serious discussions here. And it goes from a discussion to pride gets in the way, and you know how that goes. That's what we're up against. In James chapter 4, here's one. To know to do good, and doeth it not. Guilty, guilty, guilty. And here's one, I bring it up here, but I'd like to tell it to the folks that maybe don't come. It's not going to church is not the sin. It's what convinces you not to go. guilty, right here, guilty. I can remember a time I lay there, what's that clock? I'm not going today. And by the time you'd be too late, guilt falls upon you till you can't stand it. That's the sin. That's the sin. When we are being led by the carnal mind instead of the spiritual mind. And that's the battle that goes on. We're all Christians here. I can most confidently say that. We're all Christians here. And the word carnal in the Greek, sarkikos, and it's governed by human nature instead of the Spirit of God. And we know what that is, to be led by a physical desire, a physical nature. And you all know the desires we talk about, what leads to pornography and all that stuff out there. What leads us to drugs? What leads us? Yeah, that's the carnal man trying to make the decision. And look where carnal man has taken us in this world today. Carnal man is leading us as a country. Harsh words, but I think it's true. By the fruit of the bear. And as you come in and get a song, keep your thought. We must repent of sin's action, but also of our sin nature. Now I come up here and I'll confess my sins. Yeah, Lord, I did this. I need to be on my knees at all time in repentance for the sin that is within me. That's the bottom line of it all. We're 100% sinners, saved by the grace of Jesus Christ, saved by His love and His mercy. You want to go ahead and get a song, whoever's leading. Saved by His love and mercy. We got to realize that great gap. I always knew that gap was there, but I never realized how wide it is until we went through this lesson. Sin has a hold on this world. Sin has people deceived. Satan is the master of lies. We as the Christian church, we've got to be repentant for ourselves and try to shed the light on this world. I was thinking today, and there again, to know to do good and do it not. I would love just to throw everything I got aside, throw it away, and walk to every person I see. Tell them how much Jesus loves them. Tell them there is no hope without Jesus Christ. There is none, nowhere, at any time, in any way, in any shape nor form. Jesus Christ is our only hope. Praise the Lord.